Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is what he felt. You came to the party. You don't really expect anything to happen. You can't harvest your puppy and everything. But God already knew what the down to the brain for you. And because you showed up today, everything in your life is different this time. Why? Because there's even things that were put in your mind that wants you to come out through the party. They didn't even want you to show up. But God moved it out of the way and said, I'm going to bring you to a place where you're healed enough. Restoration is going to begin on the inside of you today. But he said, I need you to know this. Not only know, but he said, look around. Look around. There's people here. There's people here. But guess what? There's people all over the world. And he said, don't worry about the phone. He said, keep your mind focused on me. He said, because people are going to come and they're going to go. People are going to love you and people are going to hate you. People are going to give to you. People are going to take away. He said, don't worry about it. I'm here. He said, just like Jacob, when Jacob was wrestling with God, and Jacob was saying all over and over, he said, I will not let go. Jesus, that's my thought. God said, don't take a witness. That's what I'm doing. He said, just like I did, Jacob, you're praying to me. And we have brand new names. I need you to do this. You can so you got something on the inside of you. There's a lot of you. I fear there's a lot of you. We're not forcing you, but this is the time. Everybody has smart today. I want to say this to you, okay? There's a time to speak and a time to be silent, okay? There's a time to hold back things. But when you standing before God, not before me, but when you standing before God, God said, don't hold your mouth shut. Begin to speak. So I ask you one more time. Is there anything that you have to say today to the top? Now, you don't want the title, but let me tell you what. But this is the season. People are really dying. You guys have not noticed. Turn your television off. Guess what? Enemies are right there waiting for your cheer. Okay? When they got the cell phones and they're constantly texting and the enemy is right there. When they turn your radio on, the enemy is right there. So God, don't hold back what I'm putting on you.
Thank you. Some commitment, no contact, In the closet and praying in the closet. He said it's time to come out of the closet. People are dying.
lying and they haven't heard your voice. People say, Prophet, I called you. It's simply because I called you. I need the scripture to hear your voice. There's something mighty on you, son. Now, let me tell you, there's something extraordinary about you. And I just want you to know that. God is going to work with you in the mind. He's really going to work with you in the mind. There's something powerful. Yeah. He said, don't even think about it. Don't even begin to. So, what God is going to do, ladies and gentlemen, he said, your mind can't even begin to prosper or even capture what it is that he's going to do. But when your word comes to you, what you have to do is receive the word. And I just thank God for, number one, ladies and gentlemen, for bringing me here today, because I know this lady of God. I've known her for a while now. I know the gift that she has in her. She has a mighty gift in her. And now she continues to speak today. Let her speak. Receive the word. Receive the word. Because I'm telling you, it's only the word that destroys the yoke. It's the word that destroys the yoke. It's nothing else. It's the word. But let God use you in Jesus' name.
I'm going to go ahead and go with God. I'm going to stay right here in the prophetic flow, and then I'll bring the word that God tells me to bring the word. But I'm telling you, God has had me so stirred up for faith that it's just been coming out. Come on, listen. You say something. Devil wants your boy so bad. He wants your boy so bad. And let me tell you something. When he needs the evil, God is turning around for me. He's turning it around. He's turning it around. He's turning it around. I want you to turn around 7 times. Turn around 7 times. 1. Now count with me. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. Now somebody scream hallelujah! Listen. He just spoke it. Listen, I declare to you right now under an open heaven that no more of your boys will be taken from you. Not by jail, not by death. They will not be taken from you. They will not. You will not bury another one of your children. Do you hear me? You will not bury another one of your children. You will not lose another one of your children. We cancel the curse right now in the name of Jesus. But you got to understand that anything the devil tries to destroy like that, there's got to be some power in it. It's got to be special. It's got to be something that he tries to keep from happening. But he cannot in the name of Jesus. The first time I met you, I told you something special about you. Yeah, you told him everything I told him. The first time I saw him, I said, listen, he's special. It's something about him. He's the wife. Might. There's a great power that rests inside of you, a church that can't fix you. It broke you. But God said he's going to restore your relationship with him. But it's about him and not a building. God is going to use you so mightily because you are a prophet. You are an intercessor. You pray. When you don't know what else to do, you pray. People say your weed, your strength, your peculiar, but that's what he said about all the prophets. They've always said the prophets were strength and peculiar. You are not alone, baby. I'm strange and weird and peculiar too, huh? They call me strange too. They're the wrong way. I'm telling you. But it's God. And God has kept you from a lot of stuff with your strength. With your different. He said that he's getting ready to magnify what's inside of you. He's going to manifest it, and it's going to blow your mind and everybody's around you. Because when you open your mouth, the word of God is going to go forth so powerfully, and chains are going to be broken, and lives are going to be changed, and people are going to be healed, and demons are going to have to flee under the sound and the authority of your voice. God said, I've been saving it up. He said, I've been saving it up. So that when it comes forth, it'll produce what I need to produce. I just want to pray for you right now. And I'm going to pray for your whole family because I'm going to tell you something. You birth for your repetition. You birth. Anointing after anointing after anointing after anointing. Anointing can only birth in you. In you. in you has always been in you. You've always been in you. They can understand why cat was all that cat was. Why cat don't hang out with us. Why cat don't go here. Why cat don't do this. Cat thinks he's better than everybody. But it's because God's skin is on him.
I think that's going on.
Stop the
Thank you.
Thank you. understand.
You
what was my baggage.
Yeah.
you shot. They won't be who they always wanted you to be. They always try to sabotage you. And while they tell you what's wrong with me, they tell you what's wrong with me.
I'm
Thank you.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Come on, negative whatever.